Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
A Dear Media original podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Wine Face, where we're breaking down everything the experts know about wine in a fun, digestible, and accessible way, because wine is for enjoying and wine is for everyone. I'm your host, Helen Johannesson from Helen's Wines in beautiful Los Angeles, California. And today, I mean, there's no other way to say this, but I have the queen of sweet, the queen of chocolat in the house. She is world famous. I mean, when I say world famous, she really is. Maybe she hasn't been everywhere in the globe, but I feel like her very famous Los Angeles made chocolates have. Valerie Gordon, the owner of Valerie, which is literally a staple in my house, a staple of my business, but it goes beyond chocolate. She is a pastry chef extraordinaire, an amazing businesswoman. She's so inspiring. I'm so excited to have her on the podcast today because, listen, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. It is February 9th. You have some time to get your acting gear. But today with Valerie, we're going to be going through some of our favorite traditions, some things that might zhuzh the day or night up. Bow chicka bow wow. It is Valentine's Day and we're talking about it. Bow. Valerie, welcome to Wine Face.
Thank you, Helen.
Thanks for being my conga.
I'm blushing so hard right now. I feel like I have a wine face with all that glorious praise.
The thing I forgot to mention is you founded Valerie Confections in 2004.
Girl.
So you've been boss lady for a long ass time.
19, sister. 19. Recipe testing started in February of 2004.
I have chills.
I'm in college.
Yeah. You just always knew, like, I need to get deep in the science of baking chocolate. Make, like, was chocolate always, like, I'm going to, my go-to?
Chocolate always, I loved the feeling of chocolate. Mm. I loved the feeling of receiving a box of chocolate, of walking into See's Candy and choosing my chocolates that went into my box, receiving a sample, and that great feeling of like opening a box of chocolate and getting that like surge of adrenaline.
Oh my God. I feel like I open a box of chocolate and I have like anxiety. I'm like, I just want to bite them all, figure out which I like.
Yeah.
I mean, not with yours, because I know I'm going to love all of them.
Dig in.
Yeah. Sees something. Sees. I'm like, which one?
You got to know them.
Yeah.
You need your guide.
I feel like you have your 411.
Oh yeah.
Well, so we hatched this little plan to do our Valentine's Day edition of Wine Face, where yes.
For the lovers going deep. For the lovers, for the lovers, for the lovers.
Yeah, bearskin rug, rusted out, fake fireplace.
Satin sheets. Give me some love, baby. Give me some love.
I'm going to pour wine in your mouth and then throw a chocolate after. Okay, Valentine's Day edition. But can we back it up? Because I just want everyone to understand how special you are. I mean, let's just like get to the core of it. You have two stores in Los Angeles. You have a flagship.
Yep. A newly opened flagship, which is in the chic as hell city of Glendale, California.
It really is.
Glendale's the future.
And there's that Armenian place where you can get that like herb sandwich thing.
So good. As is mini kebab.
mini kebabs as like shit. They're in a pocket.
It's a jam.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to call it out right here, right now.
Tell me.
The best food truck always rolls up on Glen Oaks, which is where the Valerie compound is. It's called No Name Shawarma. That stuff is deep deliciousness.
I love shawarma. I can really mess up a shawarma.
Get
you know
in.
What LA doesn't have?
Just tell me.
And when we're talking about pita sandwiches, souvlaki.
Mm,
yeah.
It's true.
Like there is no good souvlaki in LA. There is in New York. It's souvlaki
that's a hole.
King, but just
that's a hole. Yeah. We need to talk to some people.
So the compound.
Yeah,
so
baby.
You're making chocolate. You ship nationwide. Just give everyone. You are the expert. First of all, we have done classes together.
Many.
For many corporations. This duo is for hire.
Oh, you know
just
it.
So y'all know.
We have so much fun and we talk to all the corporate heads and we get them a little tipsy and we fill their bellies with chocolate virtually or in person.
And then Valerie, I'm like, how do you make that chocolate? Mm-hmm. And then she's like, let me take you down a rabbit hole of literally the most technical. Like, so how do you know? I mean, I feel like you are the chocolate psalm. Like if that...
That's so generous of you.
No, but it's so true.
So let's talk about the compound for a second.
Yeah.
The compound is like, it's a philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that we were looking to do for a very long time. And it was just about finding the right place.
Mm.
Because we really wanted a space where we could have classes.
Yes.
Where we could do things like, I mean... Who doesn't want to party with Helen and Valerie and chocolate and wine? So that class is coming up for sure.
This
in the
is like
compound.
Teaser alert because we are going to do wine and chocolate
we
tasting.
Are. I know.
We are going to do it right now in a second. Not yet.
It's all happening. This is called romantic foreplay,
yeah,
I think. This is culinary foreplay.
Mm-hmm.
So the compound, we make everything. We're making all the chocolates, all the pedophores, all the cakes, all the cookies. You can walk in the door and get them, or we ship them all over the great country of America and Canada, our northern neighbors.
You are in Canada.
We ship to Canada.
Full stop.
Yep, ValerieConfections.com. Drop it off. That's how we do it.
I think you make the best pedophores.
Thank you.
Which were like my favorite dessert as a child.
Same.
I was like obsessed.
Obsessed.
Like a mini cake.
Yeah.
Who doesn't fucking love a mini cake?
Obsessed with the two-biter. Who doesn't want a two-biter? So the pedophores are a thing. Those launched in 07. So those are like grown-ups too.
Yeah.
We ship it all over. We've got a garden space there. We've got farm stands from lettuce grow there. So we're harvesting stuff. We've got fun office space. We've got a salon for tastings.
It's crazy.
And you can like see the chocolate being made because I really wanted that. Like people have a whole like voyeuristic thing about food. They want to see it happening. So we have a 6-foot window in the boutique where you can watch chocolate being made, which is super fun.
Everyone can creep on.
Yeah, exactly.
Creep on the molds.
We're open there 6 days a week. Pop by, get all your goodness. And
there's a cafe.
We have like a boutique there where we're serving coffee. You can get all your pastries, your cakes, etc. And it's just kind of like growing every day
I'm
is
so
the deal.
Happy for you.
We're going to start doing sandwiches and stuff there because folks keep asking for it.
Just
and you just kind of go, when folks ask for stuff, you have to go, oh, all right, cool. Let's do that too.
Yeah.
And then we've got Valerie Echo Park where all the cool kids in Echo Park go and that general environment.
Yeah.
We've been there for 9.5 years, which is nuts.
I mean, okay, so just what's so impressive to me is like you've been in the game, you rule the game, and you're still in the game and you're growing. So it's like also your chocolate is just absolutely amazing. It's so amazing that we did a collab with you.
It.
It's we sell so much of it.
What I love about this collab, first of all, but
it's John and Vinny's Helen's Chocolate Bar Trio, for those of you who cannot see this video right now.
And there are 3 flavors. And there's so much uniqueness to this. There's a milk chocolate that has Helen's name on
it.
Yes. Then we have the John and Vinny Nutella and the John and Vinny Crispy Crunchy. The most special thing about this collab is that it's all milk chocolate.
I know.
And when you all came to me and said, we like milk chocolate, I was like, you know what? Family. Family.
Yeah.
And this is, I think milk chocolate is unsung and it's, like, people need to celebrate milk chocolate more. Oh,
you do it so well. I took this over the summer to make s'mores at my mom's house on the East Coast.
Mm.
It was crushed. People crushed it.
I love
Hershey's
it.
Was just like, what are you talking about?
We don't want
Get
that.
Back in the cart. Out of here. Get out of here, Hershey's. Like, I can't eat it because it tastes like wax. But
I have to say, like, the crispy crunchy, it's reminiscent to me of, like, a British chocolate bar.
Mm.
You know, like, all those Cadbury bars are, like, so melty. It's like, and kind of like, it's a whole so thing. Good.
It's like the crispy, yes, or like the Kit Kat, but kind of thinned out.
I love that crispy. So, and what about the flaky?
It's crunchy flaky.
And it's so delicate.
So what? Yeah, it's very, excuse me, I need to step outside.
We're just going to talk about chocolate and hush tones.
Steamy chocolate. And it's like, well, when you start with dipping things in chocolate, you end with falling in. Okay, so let's talk about Valentine's Day. I'm going to open a bottle of wine.
God, yes.
Oh, actually, you know, one thing I'd love to ask you is, ma'am, can you talk to me about your chocolate philosophy? If you have one, like, break down in a few minutes, like, what's the deal with chocolate? Not all chocolate is created equal. Is it like wine? Like, I think people want to know, how do you find chocolate? How do you know the ratio of like dark to milk? And what does it even mean? And what's that red chocolate? What's it called?
Oh, the pink chocolate.
Yeah, pink.
Yes.
Ruby?
Oh, but there's ruby. Ruby's pretty fascinating. Ruby has a lot of acidic tones. It's very refreshing. Oh, it just got real exciting
for
in this
Valentine's
room.
Day.
Here we are in Dear Media. Oh, yeah. We've got pink ribbon and pink wine.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
So cute.
So the number that you see on all the chocolate bars and any piece of chocolate, like say you see 72%, 44%, 51%, that is the amount of actual cacao that is in that chocolate. Okay. So anything 34 and below is white chocolate, essentially.
Okay.
Yep. And then you start to go towards milk chocolate. Then you go towards semi-sweet. Then you go towards dark. Then you go towards bittersweet. So the higher up you get in that number, the more cacao you have in that chocolate product. My philosophy about chocolate is that it should be delicious.
Yes.
Above everything else. But I do think that gets lost sometimes.
All the time.
Yeah, like folks get too esoteric, and I think they busy things up a little bit too much. And from the moment that hits your lips, that should be a pleasurable situation, right?
So chocolate is about pleasure.
It's about pleasure.
Okay.
And, you know, folks who are like, oh, the health benefits, I don't know.
Are there health benefits for better, like for the darkest chocolate?
They like to talk about the antioxidants and things like that. That's okay. Sure. But, you know, I think a lot of chocolate gets a little too heady, if you will. Mm. And I think that's one of the big approaches to all of our products and the brand of Valerie Confections is we want that moment that you eat, whether it's a pétifort, a piece of chocolate, a mochi cake, to be memorable and to be pleasurable.
Yes.
And also in every product I develop, I always want a beginning, a middle, and an end in the flavor. Kind of like when you swirl wine in your mouth, right?
Yes.
You want that beginning hit, the mid hit that goes to palate, and that finish note. And that's the same thing I always look for is
balance.
Yeah. I want that three hit moment.
Like balance and intrigue.
Yes.
That's what I go for wine. It's like, is this wine balanced and is it intriguing? And to me, intriguing is like, it's 3 or 4 points it's hitting.
Yeah.
Like it can't just be one or two notes.
Because always, it's like, I want three.
Yeah.
I want a journey.
Three plus plus.
I want a journey in my mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Magic school bus. Yes.
Girl.
Always talking about it. Always bringing it back.
Wave out that window.
I love it.
I see you, Helen.
I'm getting in the bus.
Girl, sit next to me. I've got a seat right here for you. What's up? How was your night?
Oh my gosh. So neither of us can remember when we met.
Mm-mm.
It might have been when we made these chocolate bars. It can't be, but like, it's almost like we both knew each other existed.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we had conversations
online.
I have no memory. Not the Matrix. Was it Men in Black? I was like, I feel like I've always known you. But I do remember eating mochi cake at your house last year.
Oh, yeah.
And then I've been seeing it blowing up on the gram.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had the first version of that mochi cake.
The folks are loving. Oh, yes. And we enjoyed a lovely bottle of wine outside.
And we had Caesar salad. It was
that
so
was
nice.
That was great.
We should do that again. Business meeting. I know.
I was like, let's have a lunch.
Yeah, and I was like, I'll be there. I think we need to do more of that.
We do.
But what we're really good at, I feel like as a team, and sort of what we came here to talk about today, well, I poured us some Pet Nat made from Gamay.
You know, I love Pet Nat.
We have done, as I said, we've done events where we are tasked with pairing wine and chocolate. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, the corporation will usually be like, and the theme is celebration or something like that. It's like rejuvenation or I don't even know. But then Valerie and I are, pairing wine and chocolate isn't easy because.
No, it's not.
It's like you don't really want sweet with wine. Mm-mm. First of all, just hashtag it's beautiful. And it's the Valentine's moment. So I brought two wines today where I was like, okay, feel like a sparkling rosé. This is not going to be like a rosé champagne, but it is going to have a little bit of fruit.
That is delightful.
It's delightful. And it has sort of like a spice finish. Mm-hmm. Not spicy, like a little bit of a cinnamon stick, but not cinnamony. I don't know. I'm really not articulating myself well today. It's really like I'm trapped in my own mind in a locked room under the key that can't find it.
This is bright and lovely, though.
Yeah. But the finish has this like little muted, like dipped candy,
yep,
like an apple candy spice thing.
There's complexity there for sure.
So if you were going to have this Pet Nat Rosé made from Gamay, made by the Jussé family, what chocolate would we pair?
I would go in one of two directions,
okay,
from this box. So we could either celebrate the fruit notes in it,
mm-hmm,
and eat this blushing berry truffle, and you've had this one before, and I know you enjoy this one.
Yes.
So the blushing berry truffle has a combination of rhubarb, raspberry, and rose petal,
ooh,
which is a jam that I make that's blended into a ganache that's also a blend of milk and bittersweet chocolate. Because I do find flavors like raspberry become overly, it gets a little too high note with bittersweet chocolate.
Mm.
So I want some of your best friend, milk chocolate, blended in there.
In the ganache.
Yes, in the ganache.
Okay.
To really give it a foundation where those berry notes can pop hard. So that could be a really good time. Or I would just go towards a 61% truffle, which naturally has some berry notes, some cherry notes, and a little bit of spice complexity. So we could go in either direction.
We could do both.
That's always so fun.
Now, tell me which one to start with. But none of these, can you tell people what is the definition of a truffle? Because none of these, I feel like when I think truffle, I think the balls my mom used to roll at home. And like, that's not a truffle. It can be a truffle.
That can be a truffle, absolutely. The term truffle started off because like a little scoop of ganache tossed in cocoa powder looked like a mushroom truffle.
Ah.
Right.
Okay.
So that's sort of the genesis of that. But a truffle is generally a ganache that is then covered in chocolate, as opposed to a bonbon, which is a shell. It's a molded shell that's filled. That's a bonbon. And a truffle is a coated ganache. So these two. These two are truffles. These are bonbons.
Oh, I love an ice cream bonbon.
Mm.
I feel you, girl. So which should we do first?
I think we should go berry
first. Berry
first? Let's go berry first.
Okay, so I'm picking up my really absolutely gorgeous, perfect bite berry.
And like wine,
blushing berry,
I think you should smell chocolate before you eat it.
I got a little
right
berry
up
dust
there.
In there.
Ooh, she got a little berry dust up her nose.
Way to start my weekend,
yowza.
Right?
Woo. If that doesn't say celebration, what does?
I don't know.
Right?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, here
hey,
we go.
Hey, corporate friends, we're here for you.
It only gets weirder from here. Okay. Oh, my God. So it's just like the most perfect, beautiful, integrated, creamy, dreamy chocolate ganache with like berry goodness. But it's not what I like is it's not like you incorporated everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's such a clean bite.
Yeah.
I love that. And Michelle, this is really just divine.
Thank you, darling.
Mm.
I like this with this Pet Nat.
Yeah.
And you know I love a
and
pet
we do,
nap.
We're doing this blind. We didn't
we
even
are.
Talk about
no.
this.
But we do. We intuit
so
each other's pairings.
We're really. It's like we should celebrate Valentine's Day together. I know.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. How is it?
I'm double fisting right now, people. I've got a truffle in one hand and a glass
the
in the other.
Out of the wine, even more. This might be better than what we've done for corporate clients.
This is delicious.
So this is going to be the activity that I think really sets off a romantic evening.
Mm.
Start your night with a wine and chocolate tasting pairing. Helen's times Valerie's.
I got to tell you something too.
Yeah, tell me.
It really is. Like this exercise
it's
heightens
so
the senses.
Oh, here, let me.
Right? And you feel
I'm
a little excited
more
and cheeky.
Yeah. Does chocolate have caffeine in it?
A wee bit.
A little bit.
But I mean, it's a stimulant.
A yeah.
It's for sure a stimulant.
What do you think are good ways to celebrate Valentine's Day?
I think it's really great to take care of yourself on Valentine's Day. Right. So do something nice for yourself and also something great for other people. My fave thing to do on Valentine's Day is pizza and really good champagne.
Ooh, okay.
That's what I always do. I'm not huge. I worked in restaurants for years before launching Valerie Confections. So I'm not in love with being in a restaurant on Valentine's Day.
It's like amateur hour.
I'm like, I mean, maybe one day I'll just put on a slip dress, a little red number.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah. And a backless.
And a big heel.
And like a blazer over your shoulders only. And then you suddenly surprise Stan, and your husband, and you're like, ah, the blazer's coming off.
You know, maybe a French twist in my hair.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't even know if I have the skill set
Are
to
you
do
feeling
a French
that?
Twist. I am.
Uh-huh.
That's held in with just a chopstick.
Just a chopstick.
And then you pull it out. For the
And those
moment.
Locks come down.
Yeah.
Girl, that graduated bob just drops right down, cascades down onto my neck. Yummy. That could happen. That would be kind of funny, actually.
I know.
But in general, I always like to just kind of like be with the folks that I love.
Yeah.
We do a family thing with the kids always. We always drink a Bia Cart Rosé.
Beautiful.
That's my fave champagne in the whole world.
Rosé or Brut?
Yeah. Rosé. Yeah. That's my fave.
It's great champagne.
With pizza.
The price is about to go up. Just hot tip.
Hon.
No, it's like there's a whole thing with Bia Cart.
It's nuts.
Yeah. It's really crazy.
It's the best. Like, that's
great.
Champagne
but they
is...
sent me a warning email. They were like, FYI.
So we should buy now.
Yeah, buy now.
Okay.
It's only going up.
Let's order a case.
Starting in February.
Let's stock up for the year.
Yeah. And right? They're limiting how much you can order.
Girl.
I know.
When does this happen?
February,
this is
mid-Feb.
Insider.
So right now.
Right now. Is this like a stock tip? Are we Martha Stewart?
Kind of. Am I going to get arrested?
We're going away.
Are we Martha Stewart?
We're going to go crochet
you know
in jail.
I saw Martha Stewart. I saw her at Elio's on the Upper East Side.
I love
the
her.
The week she got out of jail. And I was like, you're the shit, Martha.
She looked fucking awesome when she came off that
was
plane.
Was it really jail, though? I feel I like it know. Was a country club jail.
I don't know, but she looked great. She was wearing that crocheted poncho.
She can do no wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she wasn't a crochet.
Yes.
So what's so weird that you brought Martha Stewart up is I'm like obsessed with her early books right now.
It's incredible.
I bought a bunch of them, but two, Entertaining, which is the first book she ever put out, which is like amazing.
It's genius.
It's so genius.
It's actually genius.
It needs an update.
Yeah.
I was like,
do you have the housekeeping book?
Not yet.
Girl.
I feel like I'm going to get the housekeeping one, but it's
Girl.
Like easy. The next one was like, it's called like Easy to Cook or something. Like, I was like, this title isn't even English. But then you start reading it and you're like, Easy to Cook. Yeah.
The She's, hors d'oeuvre book.
I got a basket collection.
Baby, those crab cakes in the hors d'oeuvre book. It's a regular. When I'm entertaining for more than just Helen. That's a regular. And you can freeze them and pull them out when you're ready.
She's fab. Martha. We are ready to fly to New York. Mm-hmm. We'll come to Bedford, do a Valerie, Helen, Wine and Chocolate.
She would love us.
I think it would be great.
She's incredible.
We're putting it out there. Okay, so that now the Pet Nat with the truffle.
Mm-hmm. This is a 61% ganache. This is sort of a straightforward story. And in our Valentine's truffle assortment, available now at ValerieConfections.com, you'll see it's seasonal. We put a transfer on this that has cute arrows and hearts on
They're
it.
They're really cute.
Straight to the
it's
heart,
Cupid-y.
Baby.
It's Cupid-y. Very Cupid-y.
So this is a different experience,
It's
though.
Really different.
Yeah.
It's got like a little more weight, a little more density.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm not a big sweets person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really enjoying this.
This is all chocolate all day.
Mm.
That's buttery.
So it's
but
so
you say,
buttery. So do you put butter in that?
Oh, yeah.
You put butter in.
Boatloads.
Boatloads.
So, but. It really brings out, so this chocolate with this wine, the wine is more
just
intense.
Got sleeker.
It's like, it's a bigger flavor. It's very, very different. Where before we were kind of having a springtime party in our mouths, weren't
very
we?
Very spring. It was very like,
we
hey,
were
you know
florals.
What? We're picking berries.
Yeah.
We were
in
florals. Pastels at Martha's.
Oh, God.
The housekeeping
Martha,
book.
Have us over.
I know. Martha, come on.
Do you listen to her podcast?
I don't, but
it's
should.
It's incredible.
Really? All right.
She's having the time of her life.
We need to really
Let's get Martha on.
Yeah.
And her proportion is fabulous. She's so tall.
Yeah. Well, she's always been tall.
So tall.
Okay, wait. Wine number two.
Yes.
Because we need to really do.
Should we
to do a sample of the
Should we toss
pairing.
This?
Yeah. We'll do a toss.
Mm-hmm.
What other cute stuff for Valentine's Day? Like
so much
Do
cute
you
stuff.
Think like giving a Valentine to a friend?
Yes.
What's the vibe?
I
like these little chocolate bars. She brought these chocolate bars where I could write like to Valerie from Helen. But you wrote to Helen from Valerie, which is just too cute.
I did. That's a Valentine chocolate
bar. Really cute.
That has
very into this.
That's bittersweet chocolate with dehydrated raspberry, roses, and you can write you don't need a card. That chocolate bar is your card. I love giving gifts to friends always. I'm big on like dropping treats off on people's doorsteps.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a fun neighbor.
Oh my gosh. I need to move closer to you.
I drop off pies. I drop off treats all the time.
Your pies are next level.
Thank you. It's because of butter.
It's a butter.
Yeah.
Our best friend.
What's this?
Butter. What kind of butter do you bake with? Pelugra?
Certain things I use Pelugra. Mm-hmm. Pelugra means literally extra fat.
Yeah.
Which also, we love fat.
Love
fat. Some things I use Pelugra, others just a straight unsalted butter, but I'm not shy.
You have a heavy hand.
And then things with chocolate, I like a salted butter.
Twist.
Girl.
Because I'm like, most people are like, salted butter, big no-no.
I embrace it.
All right.
Yeah. I like a savory note.
I learned something new. All right. So I had to bring, you know, wine that two different women made. So I brought a Pinot. This is made by Camille Giroux. It's Ledois from an area in Burgundy called Ledois. And I wanted to bring like a light red.
This is delicious.
With really pretty fruit. It'll make you want to just drink the whole bottle. I know.
This is delicious.
This is a very beautiful wine. And I was like, why not bring like the most beautiful red wine to really dig into this like
this
chocolate?
This is kind of nuts.
Because I felt like you might bring a liquidy caramel. Am I on to something?
What?
Me? Did you?
Ever? What?
Isn't your middle name Liquid Caramel?
This is nuts.
Is it? It's so good. So I think people just don't realize how, 2019 was an exceptional vintage in Burgundy for Pinot Noir. And you got to go with these amazing winemakers. Ledois is like an unsung area. No one would be like, I'm going to get a bottle of Ledois. They want like Gevrey Chambertin.
This is truly one of the chicest wines. And every time we do,
very good.
This is so good.
It's delicious.
This is so, and this is also a really easy pairing wine.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna prop up my friend Helen J. Right here, because one of your greatest skills is demystifying wine and choosing wines that pair with a myriad of things.
You're so sweet.
Like truly,
it's wines for the people, Valerie. Well, that's what we keep saying.
Manifesto. Yeah. Like, I want that on a bus.
Yeah, or on like a bumper sticker in Laurel Canyon. Okay, so
there's a couple things we're going to pair
doing
with this.
Red wine and chocolate, and this is a light red, Pinot Noir.
I actually think we should go with this one, which you're going to love because
had this before.
You haven't. This is called a broken heart. This is a darkened milk chocolate with toasted rice, black sesame seeds, and a firm caramel. This speaks to all of Helen's favorite things in the world.
This is
number
beautiful.
One, milk chocolate. Number two, caramel. And number three, a savory bite.
Yeah, sesame.
So that's like a meal.
I put sesame on
girl.
So much stuff.
That's like a meal.
This is like a snack. I don't even need breakfast. I'll just eat this broken heart.
Yeah. It's got a little protein in that seed.
I do feel for anyone out there with a broken heart, though.
I do too.
You know, like, I mean, we
that's
are
awful.
In relationships, but
you
like,
are.
I've been there.
Girl.
It's so hard.
Awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
To anyone out there suffering.
But that's why you've got to take care of yourself on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Spa day.
Hun.
Or spa at home.
A little sloughing. Yeah. A little exfoliation.
Yeah. A little
you know?
Foot soak.
New energy.
Foot
burn
soak
some sage.
Goes a really long way.
I love a foot
people
soak.
I started doing them when I was pregnant and I was like, why doesn't people do this all the time? All right. I'm taking a bite of the broken heart.
The next episode is about foot care.
Oh my God. Mmm.
I like the rice with this
I love
wine.
The rice.
This is like a meal.
What is this reminding me of? It's so good. It's got like the nuttiness from the rice coupled with the sesame nuttiness. And then it's like nougaty. There's no nougat, but it has
Can I
that
tell you
crunch.
What it reminds you of?
Yeah.
It's kind of a riff on the $100,000 bar.
It 100% is. Mm-hmm. Like it tastes like an incredibly well-composed It's like Snickers bar.
It's a fancy chocolate bar in a heart form.
Oh my God. It's so good.
I riff very, like, if you look at my collection of chocolates, I riff so heavily on like classic chocolate bars. Whitman samplers, stuff like that. I always reference back a little bit.
You're genius.
It's a good time.
It's I'm good with the wine.
This. Yeah, it's really good.
I'm finishing this one too.
I actually like that. I really like the rice with this. Mm-hmm.
It's very clean. It's very pretty. No one oversteps the other
Mm-mm.
boundary.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
I want this wine with everything though.
Mm. Yes. But that chocolate might have been like, blow me away.
Well, it's milk and it's...
I know.
You know,
I'm
it's your jam.
I'm such a sucker for milk chocolate.
Do I have wine face?
Mm. No. yeah. I don't even know if I want to taste the liquid caramel. Mm.
I feel good with
Can
our
you
three
tell
bites.
Everybody, well, I've had it yeah. and I love it. I just like really can't ruin the last moment of that really crunchy
that
broken
satisfying.
Heart. Tell people how you make liquid caramel.
Liquid
I think
caramel,
that's like
yeah.
one of the sexiest things. Hey, everybody at home, maybe you want to get into liquid caramel this Valentine's Day.
Whenever we do our Zoom events, mm-hmm. the corporate dudes, they love
when you start talking about liquid
they
caramel.
They love
it's like
the liquid caramel.
Creepy,
it's
creepy, but
it is.
They're like, Valerie!
uh-huh. They're so into it. So the liquid caramel, truly, we make it in these huge pots. It's molten sugar, a boatload of cream, tons of butter, vanilla, salt. But the texture of it, because of the high dose of cream and the temperature that we take the sugar to, it stays very liquidy. So mm. it's almost like a bonbon that's filled with a fluid caramel sauce. And when you bite into it, it sort of explodes in your mouth.
Oh my gosh.
And you get the caramel, butter, vanilla, sort of burnt tones just sort of overflowing.
It's like a perfect flavor.
It's a good time. It's
perfect. And yeah. a texture that like really...
And you get that crunch to the shell, yeah. the bittersweet shell, and then the caramel just oozes out. And it's a one bite story. Like that's the thing.
Yeah,
you can't
that's
be shy
what you tell
about
everyone.
It. You gotta pop the whole thing.
Pop it though,
take
yeah.
it all in.
It's a shot.
Yeah. It is.
Shots, shots, shots.
God,
all right.
This wine is divine.
I know it's really good. Valerie, you're
treat.
Divine. I love you. Wait, so
yeah.
before you go.
What should we
talk
about? What else are we talking about?
I like to do a segment.
Mm.
Are you down? Are you
I
down
love
for
segments.
A segment?
I have to put down my this feels like it's about to get serious.
Okay,
so.
No, it's a very fast segment.
Okay. Is this a test?
Yeah. It is. So what was the first wine? No, I'm just kidding.
That was a pet nat.
I'm kidding. No, it's called a rapid fire right now.
Oh.
So you just answer how you feel right now.
Just about my life.
Well, I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay, got it.
And it's like a this or that.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Let's go.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
White or red?
Red.
Light or full?
Full.
Orange or rosé?
Rosé.
Fill in the blank. Fried chicken plus?
Ooh, champagne.
Oh, truffles or caviar?
Caviar.
Interesting. Current drink order.
I really embrace the Boulevardier.
Amazing.
Yeah. I got down with that 111 story. And I really, really enjoy that beverage because it's happy. And there's something decadent about it.
Boulevardier, how do you make yours? Like rocks up or do you?
Oh, I shaky shaky.
You shake it and pour it up.
Yeah. Shaky shaky. Yeah.
It's delicious. Shaky shaky. Pour it up.
And because I'm Gen X, I'm perpetual vodka.
Yeah.
Like I've never really jumped on the gin train super hard.
Yeah.
So
you're a dirty martini.
I'm a dirty martini. And my new vibe, though, is lemon. No olive.
Yeah. I do lemon twist always.
I'm not really doing that dirty chain.
I don't trust the olives.
Because you don't know the quality. Like if you've got a bad olive, that's a sad moment.
It's like, get the fuck out of here.
It's not good.
Feels like food poisoning.
Yeah, I'm not in. Like if you get that weird sort of medicinal tinny note to that olive, that makes you
or
want
it's
it.
Mushy.
Yeah. I want a meaty olive.
Yeah. I do vermouth and I do lemon twist.
Yeah, the lemon twist is nice.
It's really next level.
Yeah. So I would say those are my two chosen beverages. And then wine, as you know, I can't get enough cold red.
I know.
She loves
chilled red.
A chilled red.
This is funny. It's a theme. Everyone's coming at me this month with like, chilled red changed my life. I need more chilled red in my life.
I love
you it. You introduced me to chilled red. I'm not saying I did for you, but it's now everywhere. So you can hopefully find chilled red everywhere.
I'm in.
Well, Valerie, queen of chocolate, I hope that we inspired some people to get a little out of their comfort zone for Valentine's Day. Thank you so much for coming. And can you let everybody know like where to find more Valerie? Because I think we're going to have a lot of people who want more V. Gordon.
Well, you can go to ValerieConfections.com. to order all of your fun stuff. You can pop into Valerie Echo Park or the Valerie Confections compound in Glendale if you're local. And here's the big thing.
Yes.
I'm launching a newsletter.
Whoa. Congratulations.
It feels scary. Like probably like when you launched your podcast, because there's like
no, it's
exposure
be great.
To it.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed over what font to use. I'm into it.
So
it's something I've been wanting
sign
to
up
do.
On your website?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Perfect. And I'm relaunching my personal website, which is valeriegordon.com. And that's where you're going to get more recipes, more fun moments
and
with people
you.
Like Helen. More
One
VG.
Of my favorite things, though, is your Instagram, because you narrate recipes.
I do.
And it's really funny and really easy to follow.
Yay.
What's your IG?
At Valerie Confections. Valerie Confections.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Follow.
But it's C-O-N-F-C-T-N-S. It's wild.
I like that.
Yeah.
They'll find you.
Oh, for sure.
They'll find you.
Yeah. You're amazing.
Yeah, you're amazing.
Sky's mom.
Sky's mom's here. We're doing all the things. Thank
we
you
named
so
we named
happy
stuff
Valentine's
after ourselves.
Day. Cheers to self-love. Yeah,
cheers
we
to
named
Helen.
A bunch of shit after ourselves. We're winning. We know what's up. Here, cheers to more liquid caramel.
Valentine's.
We're the liquid caramels.
Feel the
back.
Love. Should we go out with some good beats? Bom shabom bom bom shabom bom bom shabom bom bom bom.
I can't do any cool sounds. Oh, thank you, Valerie. As everyone knows, you can find me at helenswines.com or follow along on Instagram at helenswines. This was an amazing day at Dear Media. Thank you for listening, and we will catch you next time. Be sweet.